It's Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. Work-life balance is a lofty goal for some, impossible for others. For La Crosse-based author Richard Kite, an important tool is making sure we're active in all the right places. So, let's say home is one place, your first place, work is your second place. What's your third place? Do you even have a third place? Dr. Kite is the director of the D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics in Leadership at Viterbo University and the author of the forthcoming book, Find Your Third Place, Building Happier Communities and Making Great Friends Along the Way. And he joins us now on Morning Edition. Rick, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Ezra.
So tell me about this concept of third places. What is a third place?
Well, you already pretty much explained it. It's the place where we go to socialize, you know, where we go to make friends. It's not home. It's not work. It's some place that's easy to access, that's comfortable, and that's conducive to conversation.
This isn't a brand new idea. Where did you first hear about this concept of third places?
I heard about this idea about 20 years ago from a sociologist that I knew, and we were sitting in a coffee shop. And he dropped this term, third place, and thinking I knew what it was, and I never heard of it. It comes from another sociologist named Ray Oldenburg, and he wrote a couple books in the late 80s and early 90s explaining it.
Lots of talk in this book about not just like pandemic influences, but also as technology evolves, social media influences, the effect of our cell phones kind of taking us out of reality on a pretty constant basis. And then another concept that I don't study such things, so I'm aware that everybody feels like their world is like they're experiencing more pressure. The world is getting worse. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket, as the saying goes. And yet, as you point out, statistically, this is the part I didn't know, things tend to be getting better. What's causing that disconnect in people's perceptions?
Yeah, it's really a remarkable thing that the world is getting much better in just about every measurable way when it comes to health and longevity and equality and childhood mortality, the ability to cure diseases, even air and water pollution. We've done so much to clean things up from the time when I was a kid, and yet people are feeling worse. And we know that there's really much higher rates of anxiety, depression, loneliness. And so what seems to be happening is that we've developed a form of society in which technology fixes a lot of problems. And we can do things to make our communities and our bodies better and our workplaces, you know, cleaner and better, more effective. But we're becoming less interdependent. And that means we spend less time together. And we are fundamentally social animals. We have to spend time with other people in community in order to feel good about our lives. And we're especially seeing this with young people. That this is where we're seeing really high increases in anxiety, depression, and loneliness.
So what makes a really good third place? In the book, you talk about the pros and cons of certain kinds of things, if it's someplace that you go a lot, but it's like a super structured thing and you can't come and go as you please. And you know, it's someplace where you're either obliged to be or like you can't go except, you know, between 6 and 7 on Tuesday nights and you sit and face a presenter who talk like that's not a valid third place. You even give an example of a couple of different restaurants. One can be a really, really great restaurant, but it's more of a destination. And the other one is a place where there's a real community of people who are there. So what makes a good third place?
You can tell as soon as you walk into a good third place because people are usually laughing, they're telling stories, they're talking, they're looking at one another and they're engaged with one another. And we can identify these characteristics. They're easily accessible, so they're easy to get to. And people go to them regularly, and we even have a term for that. There's usually regulars in a third place. There's people there that are maybe not there every day, but quite a bit. They're also very comfortable, and then they're also really conducive to conversation. And so a lot of times coffee shops are really good third places, taverns, churches can be, gyms. One of the things I'm kind of surprised to see is that pickleball courts are becoming many people's third place all over the country right now.
Pickleball courts.
Because of the social nature of the game.
Okay.
Right? And that people will go on a regular basis, so they start running into the same people over and over.
Some people, this just comes naturally. They're just quite good at this sort of thing. Other people just have no real tools that they use to make friends. They don't know how that happens. The friends that they have happen because some extrovert walked up to some introvert and said, "You're going to be my friend now."
Right. Yeah. And this is why, you know, maybe counterintuitively, I always say, you know, introverts need third places more than extroverts. Extroverts are often people that don't have trouble introducing themselves and interacting without having a regular place to go. But introverts often need a place where they feel comfortable and they've seen people or interacted with the same people over a certain amount of time. And so the main thing, if you want a third place and you don't have one, is make appointments, put it in your calendar, put it in a schedule, find a place that you can go. And this can be a regular coffee shop or something. But the other thing is join a club. You know, find somebody who does something similar to you'd like what you would like to do or has an interest that you might like to develop and join and make a commitment. And this is the main thing. We need to make friendship a priority in our life, not something that just happens accidentally when all our other obligations are taken care of.
Now, you've got a couple of opportunities for people to come and find you. I mean, they can get the book any number of places, but where can they come and meet you, get you to sign a copy and talk to you?
Yeah, I'm doing a book signing on June 25th. That's the release date for the book. It will be at Pearl Street Books in downtown La Crosse. And then on July 16th at Mystery to Me Bookstore in Madison. People can go to my website also, richardkite.net, and find out where I'm going to be.
Dr. Richard Kite is the director of the D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics and Leadership at Viterbo University and the author of the book Finding Your Third Place, Building Happier Communities and Making Great Friends Along the Way. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Ezra.
Remember, if you have an idea in southwestern Wisconsin that you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it my way. Our email address is southwest@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories and conversations just like this one from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.